Hello, 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 and welcome to ADHD Fest, the podcast all about adult ADHD, with a little bit of law of attraction thrown in there. I am your host, Tara Pratt, and this week is a mega busy one for me because for some reason I decided to sign myself up to teach children's dance classes. I know that's a really random way to open the pod, but it is going to tie in with what we're talking about today. Years ago, I used to teach kids dance for a long time, but I'm talking about children that danced before, they loved it, and I'm talking about 12, 13 years ago. I have signed myself up to teach in a primary school PE class for 5 weeks doing dance with children that have never danced before and probably don't want to be there. So I have been crazy trying to get myself to make up this dance routine and plan these lessons because a part of ADHD is executive dysfunction, and especially when we're stressed. Obviously, I didn't realise how much work would go into this. I'm excited, but I'm nervous just because I haven't done it for so long. So I've been completely putting it off. I haven't been able to get myself to do it. And I was thinking the other day, okay, I've got to do a good job. I want to do a good job. It's only 5 weeks. How can I get myself to do this? And I can sit here today telling you that it is completely planned. The lesson is tomorrow and I'm really excited about it. So how did I get from point A to point B? The answer is I gamified the process. I made it playtime. I love to dance. It's something active for me. So what is this blocker? I'm making it work. I'm making it too hard. Why don't we make it more like playtime? Played some music that I really love. And I planned it in like 20 minutes and it was fine and I'm so excited for it. I gamified the process. I made it playtime for me. I realised recently that I do this a lot and it has been one of my coping strategies before I was even diagnosed with ADHD. I had no idea I was doing it. Now that I do know I'm doing it, I do it a lot more. And I want to show you how to do it because it really does help, especially when you're stuck in executive dysfunction. The main problem for me is getting boring chores done, boring tasks. Not only can I not motivate myself, but I also find it very difficult to motivate my family. I just don't even bother trying to teach Theo to clean, to be honest. He's very good in school. He keeps things very tidy, but I kind of feel like at home, I'm not a very good example. So it's hard to force him to do things, if you know what I mean. Turning these things into a game helps you to achieve double the amount of tasks in half the time, and it really is not painful at all, I promise you. So stay listening. This isn't for those times where you're in like severe burnout. If you're in that, then check out my burnout Bible in the links below, and that will give you some really good tips for that. This is just when you're low energy or you're in like ADHD paralysis and you can't get stuff done, or the thought of doing the dishes is just mind-numbingly boring for you. We're gonna give it a fun element. Think of Mary Poppins. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. We're gonna make these things fun. We're gonna make them a challenge and we're gonna stimulate our dopamine-starved brains from the offset. So I have made a big list of chores. And then I've listed next to them what I do to gamify them. But before I get into that, into those specifics, I want to give you some tricks to use for any of your chores. And this can apply to any of the ones that I'm listing as well. So the number one that I find works, and I think when I tell you it, you might think, oh, I do this already, is I race. So I race myself. I race the kettle boiling. So I will flick the kettle on. And in that time, I'll think to myself, I wonder how many dishes I can get into the dishwasher before this kettle boils. And I will race. And 9 times out of 10, I'll get the whole dishwasher done. I mean, there's loads of dishes still in the sink, but that's besides the point. It's just like a little task that can get done in that time. And guess what? It felt fun because I was trying to beat that kettle boiling. Which sounds crazy, but if you give it a try, it really does work. Another thing I race is the laundry. So I have got a 30-minute wash that I can just put a little quick wash on of like, I don't know, school shirts or whatever. And I'll think, right, 30 minutes, what can I get done before that timer goes off? And then I'll race around the house and I'll just be like a mad woman trying to pick up any bits of rubbish or make beds or throw dishes in the sink or whatever I can, hoover quickly. And I want to see how much I can get done in that half an hour. And I'm always shocked. Don't forget, we as ADHDers have time blindness. that is one of our number one problems, that we think something's going to take forever and we don't want to start it. But you will be so shocked once you try and beat this timer. You can also make chores and admin tasks a family thing or a household thing. So if you live with roommates or family members, you can get a leaderboard. That always makes it exciting when there's a bit of a competition. Make it so that each task has points, and collectively you add up how much points each player has, and by the end of the week or the end of the month, that person gets to choose something, because choice is the ultimate reward, right? So they get to choose, I don't know, maybe you've got like a big family day out that you spend some money on once a month. They get to choose where it is this time. They get to choose the film at the cinema. Maybe it's once a week and you get to choose, you get in charge of the remote for Saturday night. I don't know, where you spend Christmas, that's a big one, isn't it? If there's just two of you, I'd love that actually. Maybe I'll make that one of mine. I get to choose how I want to spend Christmas next year. That's who gets the most points at the end of the year. You can make it for whatever you want. All you've got to do is write down all the household tasks, then assign points to them. And then once the list is there, people can tick off what they've done. So it'll kind of be a race in that way as well, because you don't want someone taking all the top point tasks straight away. So you'll be racing each other to get to those tasks quicker. Or if you're just doing it with yourself, sometimes if I've got like an hour to do tasks, but there's a million of them, there's a million chores that I could choose from, I find it hard to choose. I've got like a jar that I've written down all the tasks in, and I've made it like a lucky dip. I just fold up the things and I pick one out. So I'll pick one out so I don't know what I'm doing until I pick that out and it tells me, okay, you're sweeping the floors. And then I might look down and there might be stuff on the floor before I can sweep, so I can add that task in as well. And you can also give yourself points if you want, and then tell yourself that once you get to this predestined number, let's say 50 points, then you get to choose a reward. And if your brain is like mine and you're doing this alone, it's really hard for me to set a reward for myself. I find that weird. I kind of know I can just give myself the reward whenever I want. So a way to bypass this is, again, the lucky dip jar. Write down like 10 different rewards, some of them really cool, some of them just average, like you get to read a book for half an hour or a really cool one, whatever is interesting to you. And fold them up and put them in this jar. So you know there are a range of things, you don't know what you're going to get, but don't let yourself open one until you've completed a task that you need to get done. Once it's complete, you get to go in that lucky dip jar and pick out what is your reward. And it's a way to trick your brain into thinking that you're not just giving yourself this reward, if you know what I mean. Well, anyway, let's get on with my practical list of chores that I do and how I gamify them. Some of them are very similar. This is not a complete and full list of every chore you will ever do in your life. This is just some examples to get your brain working on how you can make this suit you. Getting rubbish in the bin. This is an obvious one for me. It is basketball, netball, whatever you want it to be. Make sure you've got a nice basket bin that you can take around the house with you and just ball up any rubbish or paper. Try and get it in. And if you don't get it in, that's fine. Just leave it there. Hopefully it's somewhere near. And then when you're gathering up the bin, you can just throw it all in. Or I like to see how many bin bags I can fill, especially when I'm decluttering, actually, but I'll get to that further down the list. I like to see how big a bin bag I can fill. So usually I'll cheat this a little bit by emptying all of the little bins around the house, like the bathroom bin and the bedroom bins, into the bin bag first. And then I'll try and fill the bin bag with as much rubbish as I can find in the house. So that is how I gamify that. Washing. This I generally just use as a timer for other jobs. So if I am motivated to do jobs, I'm going to put a wash on before I even start, because one, that gets done without me even thinking about it, and two, it's a really good race timer. Folding laundry. This I can either time myself and make it a competition to see how fast I can do it, if I can do it faster than I did it last time. Also, gamifying is not just about competition. It's not just about points or challenges. Gamifying is making it playful, make it a playtime, make it a joy that you look forward to. I look forward to folding laundry because I'll usually do it sat on my bed watching one of my favourite Real Housewives programmes or something. I'm into Salt Lake City at the moment. If you're watching it, inbox me, because no one I know is watching it and I can't believe the finale episode. Anyway, I digress. Dishwasher and dishes. Now, I am a bit weird I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I know a lot of us ADHDers are. I struggle to find perfection in a lot of things, but the dishwasher is one of the areas that I have found perfection, and I love to do the dishwasher now. I used to hate it so much. Now, I've basically challenged myself to find the perfect stacking system where I can get as many plates in there as possible without overcrowding it, but they will also get perfectly washed. And the fact is that I've found the way to do that now, and it really annoys me when anyone else does the dishwasher now because they don't do it perfect enough and it feels half empty to me. I'm like, I could have got 10 times the dishes in there if you just stacked it properly. It's just logical. So that is my weirdo version of challenging myself to be as efficient as possible and to make it as neat and nice as possible. But again, you can use the timer for this. You can boil the kettle. It could be boiling pasta on the stove. It takes about 11, 12 minutes. Get as much done as you can in that time. Dishwasher is a great one for that. Making dinner. Now, I hate to cook. Hate. But I love to cook certain things. So I love to cook sausage sandwiches ready for when my husband and my stepdaughter get back from tennis on a Saturday. Again, it's another thing I can use to time. I know they take 20 minutes. I just put them under the grill, set the timer, turn them every now and again. And in those 20 minutes, I can do loads of little jobs, or I can even just read while they're cooking. So I don't mind cooking that. And I also love to cook for other people. So I love to cook a dinner party or a new recipe. That's why a lot of the time I enjoy baking. So a way I have hacked this and made it more playtime for me is TikTok. But this comes with a caveat. Make yourself a playlist. So when you are scrolling on TikTok, try and make collections, make yourself recipe collections, so that when it does come to cook, you can watch these. You don't have to make the specific recipes they're making, but it can just inspire you. A good one while you're cooking is to play lots of nice loud music and dance while you're doing it. That definitely makes it playtime. Sweeping, hoovering, and mopping definitely is another race challenge for me, or a challenge to find all the crumbs. Mopping is usually a challenge for me to try and mop the room in a way so I never step in wet and I mop myself out of the room, which it's harder than you think in some funny shaped rooms. Then planning. I do weekly planning and it has changed my life. I know that old neurotypical advice of just get a calendar, just get a planner sounds like nonsense. It is nonsense because that's not just what you have to do. You have to find some kind of system that works with your brain. Now, me using my planner is amazing. It's not foolproof. I forget things all the time. But what I've done to gamify it and make it playtime is I've merged it with my hobby, which is basically just being creative. So I love to use planner stickers, really colourful, bright ones, foil ones, ones that make me happy. I love to use different colours in there. It just sucks me in. It helps me to get that job done. And then the planning for the week helps me remember things more as well. So that's how I gamify that. I make it colourful and I make it part of my hobby. Then hygiene. So I'm talking about like your morning shower and your teeth. Definitely is a race for me. How fast can I do it? And also nice loud music in the morning gets me going and I enjoy that then. The work commute. I always look forward to being in the car. No matter where I'm driving, I love being in the car because it means I get to listen to an audiobook or a podcast. It's actually my treat time. It's not a chore. Even better if I was on a train or something, because I could actually physically read a book and it's a nice quiet time for me. What can you do on your morning commute that's going to make it playtime for you, that you're going to look forward to? Cleaning a bathroom. Again, I'm being a weirdo. I have that winning system. I like to watch TikToks on people cleaning. I like to have a little playlist. I like to watch it to get me excited. And then I like to go and use them techniques and see how shiny I can get my bathroom. That is how I challenge myself. What is it going to be for you? What is a good challenge for you? Can you get every tiny mark? Is that what you want to do? Or is it just that you want it smelling nice in there? Like, how nice can I get it smelling in my bathroom? Challenge yourself in some way. And again, podcasts. Don't forget, we've got the Body Dublin membership, which is extra episodes of the podcast, but they're in real time and we do tasks together. I think I've got a bathroom cleaning one on there. You get access to the full library that's already been recorded, but then you also get new ones every month as well. I try and race the Body Dublin podcast. So I'll listen to myself describing the task that I'm doing, like cleaning the bathroom, and I'll try and get it done quicker than the podcast can end, because that means I did it quicker than last time. And actually, I've just gotten ahead of myself, because on my list here it says clean in general, body doubling, race the pod. So that's exactly what I do. Then decluttering. I have a love-hate relationship with decluttering. I'm definitely going to be a hoarder when I'm older. I've definitely got hoarding tendencies. If I didn't live with my husband now, this house would be full from floor to ceiling. I'd love buying tat. I think I need everything and then I never use it. I hate decluttering because I come across things that I haven't used and I'm like, oh, but I wanted to use that and I've been looking for it for ages. But really, I know I won't use it ever. So that's a bit demoralizing, but I also love decluttering because it's like a challenge. How much can I get out of here? How minimal can I make it look? And then how much can I give away to charity? That always feels good. Or if I've got good stuff there, how much money can I make on Vinted? I am addicted to selling things on Vinted at the moment, and that's made me a lot of money. We paid for Rome with some of the Vinted money for Pete's 40th, so that was good. Then exercise. This is definitely a good place to challenge yourself. How many days can you go? How long can you go? How are you feeling after it? The main way I challenge myself on this and the main way I get something out of it and it feels like a challenge is I've got a Fitbit tracker. It's secondhand, handed down from my husband because he now has an Apple Watch. But I just love my Fitbit. All I need to know is my heart rate and my steps. And if it's better than last time, if I've burned more calories, if I've done more steps, I'm like, yes. And if I get to an exercise class and I've forgotten to put my Fitbit on, I am fuming for the whole class. Finally, work. The number one thing that helps me in work is having an accountability partner. I can't tell you how many times I have thought, oh God, I've just got no creative ideas for this week's podcast. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just not in the mood. I don't know what to say. And then I have a meeting with my virtual assistant and I come off buzzing full of ideas because she keeps me accountable. She reminds me, this is what you said you wanted to do last week. And I'm like, oh yeah. And it just starts things going again. So having that accountability is great. And if you don't have someone in person, again, I'm going to recommend the Body Doubling podcast. I don't know whether to do little lives on Facebook. I've been thinking about it maybe every other week. Let me know, message me if you would like live, just half hour slots on Facebook of just body doubling where I'm working on my computer and you're working on yours and we're just doing it together for like 30 minutes. Let me know what you think about that. So yeah, they are all my tips and tricks. Just a few things to mention at the end is there are actually apps that can gamify chores and admin for you. I'm not going to recommend any by name because I don't use them. I personally don't need them, but I have had friends that have used them and said they work well. And there's one I Googled, just Google how to turn in chores into a game app. And it comes up with like kids apps or adult apps. And basically it gives you points and a timer to do each task and you win challenges. They're all a bit different, but check them out. They can always help, particularly if you do live on your own, you haven't got roommates that you can be in a competition with. You can set up a competition on your phone. And if you like video games, then that's definitely one for you. And last but not least, if you are not a tech person, if you are a hands-on person, if you are creative in any way, I saw on TikTok these ladies that have money folders and they track their savings, but the savings trackers are so ornate and beautiful. They've got like ones with special stickers, ones that you colour in. Maybe you could get yourself some kind of nice, pretty tracker where you just colour it in a little bit each day. Or if you like to paint, maybe it's got just a little section that you can paint if you've completed your tasks for that day. Or sometimes I like to read a chapter of a book each night. If I've done my tasks for the day, it means I've got time to do that chapter each night. That might sound boring to you, but to me, it is bliss. It's a bit of a fun one this week. I've enjoyed it. Let me know if you've got any tips for turning chores into playtime. I'm always looking for new ones and I love the dishwasher so much these days that I can't believe how far I've come because I hated it with a passion. So I know that if I can turn the dishwasher into that, I can turn all of my chores into that. So I'm welcome, I'm open to any new ideas. Message me on Instagram, it's ADHD Fest. I'm over on TikTok, ADHD_Fest. You can also sign up to the newsletter down below and you'll get my email there. Or you can just come and say hi on the Facebook group, which is ADHD Fest, the group. Hope you all have a wonderful week and I'll see you soon. Bye.